You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry. Hey, did you watch the Olympics at all?
I did see some Olympics this weekend. I was watching Lola Jones. They run the 100 meters, and boy, some of those women are spectacular.
Yeah, no, it gets mesmerizing after a while. Well, of course, the Olympics are continuing in Beijing. Michael Phelps, okay, he's done. He's done his run for the record books. And we also had a surprise earlier this morning, a heartbreak, actually, for one of China's top athletes. We've been following the games with our own Ollie Williams, who's blogging about the Olympics for our partner, the BBC. Okay, we call him our Ollie because, you know, he keeps us up to date and all the stories that people otherwise miss. Ollie, always good to talk to you.
And you, how are you doing?
I'm all right. Now, in fact, the story that we're going to talk about first this morning is one of those stories that people will be talking about and covering, and that is the megastar of Chinese athletes, Liu Zhang. He is a hurdler. What happened to him this morning?
Yeah, no matter how many people were watching Phelps, a lot more people were watching Liu Zhang. What a tragedy for China.
What are we talking about?
Well, this man is China's most famous athlete alongside the basketball star Yao Ming. He's on bedroom walls and billboards all over China, over a billion people holding their breath, waiting to see him in the hurdles today, and then he quit. And his Achilles tendon is the problem. He got out onto the track, he warmed up, he went over a couple of hurdles, but he was in so much pain that he had to walk away after a false start to his heat. Even on the cameras behind the scenes in the bird's nest, we could see him kicking a wall in frustration with his bad foot, I might add, which doesn't strike me as the best treatment. And now his coach is saying he may not race again this year. This is the biggest moment in the history of Chinese athletics, and it ended before it even began.
Oh, wow. So what was the reaction like from the crowd?
Essentially, they left the building. Not necessarily, I don't know, maybe other fans wouldn't do that. The Chinese built this man up so much. They were so keen to see him. He was out there on the track, and obviously they don't get the same feeds that we do. They don't understand immediately what's going on because they're just in the stadium. No announcements were made. And then suddenly he leaves the stadium, walks off the track, goes away. Everyone else is still there. They run the race, and the fans just left. And you can't blame them in some respects because they didn't understand what was going on and their hero just walked away.
All right, let's go to one of those stories that only you can bring us, Ollie.
Well, which one would you want? How about the gold medalist who hung up on Nicole Kidman?
Who hangs up on Nicole Kidman?
Not something I would do. If Nicole Kidman gave me a call, I'd probably answer it inside the first ring. But then, you know, I'm not an Olympic sailing gold medalist. Malcolm Page is. He's Australian. He and his teammate Nelson Wilmot name each boat they race in after one of Nicole Kidman's movies. So they've sailed in the Bangkok Hilton. They've sailed in the Days of Thunder. So Nicole Kidman decided to give Malcolm a call just before his final race to wish him luck. But he didn't recognize the number when his phone rang during breakfast. So he cut the call off. And he only realized when she sent him a text message instead. And he went on to win gold. So if I were him, I'd be ringing back and demanding tickets to the next big premiere.
No kidding. All right, Ollie, it is always a pleasure to check in with you, and I hope we talk to you soon.
Excellent. You too. Bye-bye.
That's Ollie Williams, BBC Olympics blogger. You can check out his blog for us on our website, thetakeaway.org. Adora?
Takeaway there. Always answer your phone. We're going to take another quick look at what's happening in Pakistan. President Pervez Musharraf facing impeachment charges based on accusations he'd violated the Constitution. Well, before he would face those, he announced his resignation on a live television speech this morning. And joining us now for his thoughts on these latest developments is Zahid Hussain from Islamabad. He's a journalist and the filmmaker of Frontlines, Pakistan, The Struggle with Militant Islam. It was produced by our partner WGBH. Thanks for joining us, Zahid.
Thank you.
We've heard reports from both Pakistan and from India that there's been a general sigh of relief. Is that how you would describe the atmosphere there?
Well, yes, generally the people seem to be quite happy with his exit. President Musharraf has become very unpopular over the last few years, largely because of his policies. For the last 1 year, his popularity has gone down hugely, and particularly his decline has started soon after he tried to remove the Chief Justice and several other judges who he thought actually were the had created problem for him. And he lost some more support when his party was swept away in the other elections in February. He had lost all the political support base, and that was a matter of time when he left the post.
And what do you make of what happens next, given this political vacuum?
Well, actually, I think there'll be a transition to the civilian leadership. And I also actually, Musharraf, who had been the chief of army staff, he seized power in a military coup in 1999. And so his exit may be seen as a complete transition to democracy. The process had started after the general election in February, but it's still with President Musharraf in the position of president. Political observers said that it was not a complete transition. So now we see a complete polarization of Pakistan.
Zahid Hussain, thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, thanks so much.
Zahid is a journalist and the filmmaker of Frontline Pakistan, The Struggle with Militant Islam, and that was produced by our partner WGBH. And he came to us from Islamabad. You might have been able to tell it was a bit of a scratchy line.
This is Ira Flato, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI, to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.